every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. They're doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Wrestling Observer Live. Today is Thursday, January 15th, 2026. Filthy Tom Lawler here running the show for you today. We are here 7 days a week, Monday through Friday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, with Brian Alvarez, Lance Storm, and myself. Sundays at 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern with Andrew Zarian, and Saturday mornings with Jim Valley at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 Eastern. As always, we have a ton of news to get into here on the show. Tonight, the big, much-heralded debut of TNA Impact on its new home of the AMC channel. Also, there was a big Maximum Carnage edition of AEW Dynamite last night, which we can get into the results, of course, later on. Some movement in the ranks of rosters across professional wrestling, as there are people leaving AEW, people heading to AEW, people heading to WWE, people staying with TNA. We will have all that news for you later on. And I actually want to take a look, since tonight is the big debut of TNA Impact on AMC, I'd like to take a look at all of the other debut shows that TNA has had over their past 20 plus years of existence. Of course, they have been on AMC after tonight. They started off on pay-per-view, Fox Sports Net, Spike TV, Destination America, Pop TV, Pursuit Channel, Access TV. It's been on all of them. And you can find out more about that right after the break.
You're still grooving, still connecting, still loving, still turning up, still thriving. You still got it, but your immune system, it weakens as you age. That's where vaccines come in. They help train and strengthen your immune response to fight off respiratory illnesses like flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, or COVID-19. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Book in minutes at vaxassist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Have you suffered sports betting losses? There is someone who wants to fight for you to see you get back what you have lost to those sports betting companies. Michael Watts is a prolific trial lawyer with over $11 billion in total recoveries for his clients. And now with sportsbettingclaim.com,
He'd like to help you. Michael has been a leader in some of the largest and most complex cases in the country, from defective cars and tires to damaging drugs and medical products. He has always represented the rights of individuals harmed by large corporations. His efforts recently resulted in the recovery of billions for individuals who lost their properties to fires carelessly caused by electric companies and others. Michael knows that sports betting companies preyed on and manipulated consumers into losing their life savings, and he wants to make them pay. If you have suffered financial hardship as a result of online sports betting and would like help seeking compensation, please submit your claim information for evaluation at sportsbettingclaim.com. Michael Watts is focused on winning for you. sportsbettingclaim.com.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. That's 800-245-2751. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
At Straight Talk, we get it. You say no a lot.
Mom, can I get a tarantula?
No.
Coffee?
No.
So we're giving you more reasons to say yes, like a free 5G phone with real unlimited data with select plan activation.
Can I use the free phone?
Yes.
See? Doesn't it feel good to say yes to more?
Absolutely.
Face tattoo?
Absolutely not.
Available at straighttalk.com and Walmart. Taxes and fees apply. In-store activation of Gold Unlimited plan or higher required. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Wrestling Observer Live, Filthy Tom Lawler back on the air, back at you. And as always, a ton of news to get into. So let's start off with what seems to be the biggest news of the day, and that is contract signings in the world of professional wrestling. We have someone finishing up with AEW last night on the, I don't want to give out too many spoilers, but on the taped collision portion of the show, there was a, well, spoiler alert, a six-man tag team title match, which featured the Ops defending the titles against Jet Speed and Hangman Adam Page, which was set up on Dynamite last night. And in that match, we had new champions as Hangman Adam Page and Jet Speed walked away the victors. And that signals the end of the run for one of the Ops, a former, now Trios tag champion, a former TNT champion in his own right. That is one Powerhouse Hobbs. So the 34-year-old finishing up with AEW, and he is heading to WWE apparently imminently, as his contract was up at midnight of last night. So you could be seeing Powerhouse Hobbs very, very soon. And I would imagine either with SmackDown moving to 3 hours a few weeks ago and them needing to fill time on there, NXT really is going through what seems to be a rebuilding phase after this week's show, and they could use a bolster of star power. So, you know, I wouldn't be surprised to see maybe Hobbs at the top of the card in NXT. Maybe he comes to SmackDown and gets a push on the WWE programming, but, you know, possible big things on the horizon for Powerhouse Hobbs. And realistically, it's probably about time for him to make a change. He's been at AEW for a long time. And while he's been protected, he's very strong, talented. He doesn't go out there and eat pinfalls. He's not on the losing end too often. He is not, you know, at the main event position on the regular in AEW. And, you know, perhaps the grass will be greener for Powerhouse Hobbs. We will see. Also, in a bit of news towards AEW, AEW, as they put a vignette up last night on Dynamite, mentioning that the Rascals are coming in and they will be seen soon. So all four of the Rascals who had been appearing in TNA, I'm not sure if they were under TNA contracts or on pay per appearance deals, but all four of the Rascals, Desmond, Xavier, Zachary Wentz, Trey Miguel, and Myron Reed, who was actually scheduled to face Leon Slater at one point on tonight's AMC debut for TNA, all four of the Rascals heading to AEW. However, staying with TNA is one Dolph Ziggler, who announced that he has re-signed with the company, called it a no-brainer. And, you know, for Dolph Ziggler, probably really is the best place. I'm sorry, Nick Nemeth. I don't know why the headline said the former Dolph Ziggler, but Nick Nemeth re-signed with TNA. And also announced by Tony Khan yesterday, Hechicero, who I believe it was pretty well known. Hechicero was under a dual contract with CMLL and AEW. Hechicero, Persephone, and Mascara Dorada have been announced to be under dual CMLL and AEW contracts. So I guess congrats to all of them. It's always good to have people make some money in professional wrestling. So another person who's making a little bit more money, putting some dough in their pocket, is one Braun Strowman, whose television show, I should have said it how he would say it. Braun Strowman's television show has been picked up for a second season from the front page of the Wrestling Observer website. And Joseph Courier comes to us with this news. After a successful first season, USA Network has rewarded Braun Strowman's everything on the menu with an expanded order. What a play on words that is. It was revealed today that Everything on the Menu has been renewed for a second season. The Strowman-hosted series will have 12 episodes this time, up from the 8 it had for its initial run. It was the 9th most popular new cable show of last year, airing after SmackDown. It is a food series that features Strowman traveling the country, eating at different restaurants. Here's the official description.
When the monster among men storms in a town, wrestling rings aren't the only things getting demolished. Entire menus tremble in his wake. In Everything on the Menu, WWE legend Braun Strowman brings a superhuman appetite to America's most delicious destinations. From the ultimate greasy spoon favorites to the Michelin-starred temples of gastronomy and everything in between, this isn't a tasting, it is a total meal domination. Where Braun doesn't just eat, he obliterates every single dish in his path, bonds with the culinary warriors behind the counter, and picks his favorite from each city's most iconic flavors. Consider this your warning. Order extra portions and hide your secret recipes, because when Braun Strowman comes to your city, there are no leftovers.
Yes, the first season of the show entered development when Strowman was still with WWE. He was released in May 2025. He's still allowed to use his wrestling name on the show as Strowman, and one Paul Levesque, Triple H, are among the executive producers. So a premiere date for the second season has not been announced yet. However, get ready to fill your plate with a little bit more Braun Strowman. I think we should probably start talking about TNA, even though we haven't gone into this next segment, because as I mentioned, TNA, the first edition on the AMC network is going to take place tonight. But before we went to the break in the first segment, I mentioned all of the different channels that TNA has been on. And, you know, they started off as a company that was just on pay-per-view. Then they've gone through a litany of television networks before they have now ended up in what seems to be really a great deal for them, especially here in 2025 on AMC. So tonight, a huge show for them. Frankie Kazarian will defend the TNA World Championship against former champion Mike Santana. Santana gets his rematch here on the big debut. There will be a special guest commentator for the main event. Former two-time TNA World Champion and 23-time World Tag Team Champion, TNA Hall of Famer, Bully Ray, will be in the house on commentary. Not only that, but another TNA legend, the phenomenal one, AJ Styles, will be live on the premiere of Thursday Night Impact. The Inspiration will defend the TNA Knockouts World Tag Team titles against the Elegance Brand. And Elijah and some more TNA legends, the Hardys, will take on the team of Order 4. So we're going to talk a little bit more about the big debut of TNA Impact on AMC, and especially all the big debuts they had on channels like Pursuit in the past, coming up after the break.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Do you have a book? Get it out of your mind and make it a real book with a free guide to book publishing. Trying to publish a book yourself can be complicated. It takes a lot of time. Time that you could spend writing your book or even more books. Do what you do best. We can do the rest. Thousands of authors across the nation have trusted our book publishing service. We have the connections to help you get your book printed, distributed, and sold on Amazon, Apple Books, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores nationwide. We can do it faster than you can on your own. Get your free guide to publishing. It's a free phone call. Remember, make this free call right now and learn how to turn your book into something real that people can buy. Get your free writer's guide. Call right now. 800-482-8399. 800-482-8399. 800-482-8399. That's 800-482-8399.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers. And we have the inside track. Call now and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Wrestling Observer Live, Filthy Tom Lawler back on the air with you today on this beautiful Thursday, January 15th, 2026. The day, the Ides of January, the fateful day where TNA will debut alongside the likes of The Walking Dead. I think that's the only show I know that's on AMC, actually. Breaking Bad, maybe. I don't know. Producer Dom, do you know what's on AMC? You watch much television?
I do, but I don't know what's on there anymore. Well, it was just Breaking Bad and Walking Dead. I don't know what's still there.
Probably some offshoots of those. As I mentioned, I mean, we're going to take a look at all these debut shows that TNA did. Ironically, their very first show was from the Von Braun Center at the Propst Arena in Huntsville, Alabama on July 19th, 2002. And these shows, I think, if I remember correctly, they were like $9.99 a show, and it was a weekly concept. So every week there'd be a TNA show. You could pay $10. You could watch it. I mean, honestly, it's not too unlike what we see nowadays. There's plenty of pro wrestling companies that will put their shows up on YouTube, and you can pay to view them weekly, monthly. So a little bit ahead of their time, probably too far ahead of their time for their own good at that point. But the very first NWA TNA Total Nonstop Action show opened up with, get this, think of this match, the Flying Elvises of Jimmy Yang, Jorge Estrada, and Sonny Siaki defeated the team of AJ Styles, Jerry Lynn, and Low Key. Wow. I mean, that is like, that's a star-studded team to have losing in 6 minutes on the opener of your show. We then had, in 2 minutes, 48 seconds, T.O. defeating Hollywood. I believe T.O. was a little person. Then we had the Johnsons, who were, well, they were phalluses. The Johnsons were a tag team dressed up in flesh-colored outfits made to look like penises. Richard Johnson and Rod Johnson, the Johnsons, with their manager Mortimer Plumtree, defeated Cowboy James Storm and Psychosis. That is a team I did not know had ever existed. And if I had known, and known that they had lost to the Johnsons, oh my God, the Dupps, Bo Dupp and Stan Dupp with Fluff Dupp, defeated Christian York and Joey Matthews in 3 minutes. And then there was a gauntlet for the Gold Battle Royal, where the final two participants would then face off in a title match for the vacant NWA World Heavyweight title. So in this match, the participants were Jeff Jarrett, Buff Bagwell, Lash LaRue, Norman Smiley, Rick Steiner, Slash Justice, Malice, Bruce K. Crush, who is Ron Killings, Del Rios, Conan, Scott Hall, Brian Christopher, Chris Harris, The Vampire Warrior, Devin Storm, Steve Corino, I believe Vampire Warrior is Gangrel, by the way, Ken Shamrock, Gran Apollo, And the final two men in the match were Malice, who was the Wall, and Ken Shamrock. And Ken Shamrock defeated Malice with special referee Ricky Steamboat there to, I believe he pinned him after a belly-to-belly suplex. But Ken Shamrock walked away the first TNA show ever as the champion. So we then moved a few years later to the first, it was actually the first TNA Impact debut episode, which took place and aired on Fox Sports Net, a channel that I don't think exists any longer, but one of the many sports channels that was around back in the day, airing random regional sports and college basketball games from teams that you never heard of. The opener on this show, Desire, Pat Kenny, and Sonny Siaki, who was also in the first pay-per-view TNA show on the opener, Sonny Siaki, defeated Glenn Gilberti, Johnny Swinger, and Trinity. Then Heavy Metal defeated Kazarian. The Amazing Red, Sanjay Dutt, and Hector Garza defeated Petey Williams, Bobby Roode, and Eric Young. Abyss defeated Shark Boy, who I hope shows up tonight on AMC. America's Most Wanted defeated Kid Cash and Dallas. AJ Styles defeated Chris Sabin, Elix Skipper, and Michael Shane. Michael Shane was actually one of my original trainers. Michael Shane, also known as Matt Bentley, who was later doing the Bentley Bounce in TNA. It's a name I don't see very often. Michael Shane. And then there was a dark match that Ron Killings won on that show. And then, of course, it was TNA Impact on Spike, which was a huge, huge deal at the time. This is the 65th Impact show that they had ever done. The opener had AJ Styles defeating Roderick Strong, Monty Brown defeating longtime Florida Independent stalwart Lex Lovett. Chris Sabin defeated Alex Shelley and Petey Williams. And Jeff Hardy defeated Rhino on that show. It was the first TNA show on Spike TV. Then, of course, they moved to Destination America, January 7th, 2015, where that show contained Kurt Angle defeating MVP in a street fight. The Revolution of Abyss and James Storm defeated the Wolves, Davey Richards and Eddie Edwards, to retain the TNA World Tag Team titles. Austin Aries defeated Low Key to win the TNA X Division Championship. Taryn Terrell defeated Angelina Love, Gail Kim, Havoc, Madison Rain, Rebel, and Velvet Sky in a battle royal to retain her TNA Women's Knockouts Championship. And in the main event, Bobby Lashley defeated Bobby Roode to win the TNA World Heavyweight Championship. Crazy to think that, how long ago is this? 2015, 11 years ago, Bobby Lashley main eventing and winning the TNA title. And he looks, remarkably the same now as he did then. After they were on Destination America for like a year, it was actually less than a year, 363 days, they moved to Pop TV, and they opened up with another live show from the Sands Casino Resort in Bethlehem, PA, where Ethan Carter defeated Lashley in a heavyweight title series semifinal match. Matt Hardy defeated Eric Young in the other semifinal. Bobby Roode defeated Bram to retain the best title, perhaps in pro wrestling history, the TNA King of the Mountain Championship. Bobby Roode defeated Bram in 4 minutes and 20 seconds. The Beautiful People and Gail Kim defeated the Dollhouse. And then Ethan Carter III defeated Matt Hardy to win the vacant TNA World Heavyweight Championship. That was on Pop TV, which they were on for 3 years before moving to the Pursuit Channel, which I do not remember whatsoever. However, That show had the Lucha Brothers, Phoenix and Pentagon Jr., defeating the Rascals, Willie Mack defeating Sammy Callahan, Tessa Blanchard defeating Kaylee Collins. I don't know who that even is. And Killer Cross defeating Johnny Impact in a no DQ match. That was 2019 on the Pursuit Channel. And, of course, their most recent television network, which they just finished up on, Access TV, which they have been on since October 29th of 2019. So they moved from Pursuit to Access in that same year. That card, Naomichi Marufuji, the legend from Pro Wrestling Noah, defeated Josh Alexander. Alexia Nicole, Jordan Grace, and Rosemary defeated Kira Hogan, Madison Rayne, and Taya Valkyrie. Rich Swann and Willie Mack defeated the Desi Hit Squad of Raj Singh and Rohit Raju. Ace Austin defeated Eddie Edwards in a street fight. And in the main event, Sammy Callahan defeated the champion Brian Cage in a steel cage to win the Impact World Championship. And wow, they have been on Access TV for almost 7 years, which sounds unbelievable when I say it out loud, but almost 7 years on Access. So TNA has been around, it's 24 years up to this point. And, you know, I'm excited to see what they're going to cook up tonight. I expect Mike Santana to walk away as the new champion. Hey, maybe Nick Nemeth is going to cash in that big trophy he has and screw over Santana again. But I think for once, we're going to get a happy ending. And we'll be back in the next few segments to give you guys your own happy ending.
Straight Talk presents The Math of More. Here's how it works. When you say yes to more with Straight Talk, you're left with more for all the other good stuff. So getting an unlimited plan starting at just $25 a month equals more savings for your family's weekend adventures. And with a network covered by Verizon, you can share more from wherever you go. It's simple math, really. More equals more with Straight Talk. Available at straighttalk.com and Walmart. Taxes and fees apply. The $25 plan requires a compatible unlocked device and a new line of service. Additional terms apply.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Kohl's new clearance markdowns are intense. Up to 70% off is the kind of deal that'll leave you feeling stunned. and make you whisper things like, "Where have you been my whole life?" to a card again. Just take a deep breath, steady your card, and try to act normal. But it's not possible. The savings are just too good. Shop new clearance markdowns now, in-store and online at Kohl's. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Wrestling Observer Live, Filthy Tom Lawler, back with you once again. We were talking a little bit in that, well, actually we talked to like the whole segment about TNA wrestling, but I asked producer Dom what was on the old AMC networks, and we came up with Walking Dead, Breaking Bad. I'm on their website right now. Very first thing you see when you go on there is TNA Thursday Night Impact with big picture of Ash by Elegance, Nick Nemeth, and the Hardys on there. And just scroll through. Oh, look at this. Rise of the 49ers premiering February 1st on AMC and AMC Plus. I've heard great things about that upcoming documentary series. Love During Lockup, another big show. Mama June, oh boy. Mama June Family Crisis. That's one I got to tune into. I got to see Mama June, see how she's doing from back in the day raising child beauty pageant queens. Well, My Life is Murder on Acorn TV. So AMC has AMC Plus, AMC, Acorn TV, BBC America, which I thought was another type of subscription. IFC, High Dive, All Black, All Reality, WeTV, IFC, Shudder, RLJE Films, IFC Center, Sundance TV, Sundance Now, AMC Studios, and AMC Networks International, all available with your AMC subscription. But last night, you know, tonight, big night for TNA. Last night was a big night for AEW, a special edition of Dynamite, as they are every single week. This one branded as the Maximum Carnage variety. And show opened with Samoa Joe calling Hangman Page a fool from backstage. He said that he wanted to take out Hangman Page, and he took inspiration from the Wild West movies of the past. He put out a bounty on Hangman, to which Brian Keith, the bounty hunter, no longer a bad apple, the bounty hunter back in action. Brian Keith was looking to collect. We then had Darby Allin take on Pac. This match has been set up for realistically months, a year, as Darby Allin has been going through all of the Death Riders. The one man who has eluded his grasp was Pac, who he assaulted last week in order to get this match and threatened his life, to which there was no recourse from Tony Khan. But I digress. Darby dove on a Pac during the entrance. They went in the crowd. Darby did a coffin drop from the balcony into the pitch dark, but he landed on Pac at that point. So Darby charges Pac near the ring, and he eats the barricade and gets suplexed. Then Pac did the damnedest thing I've ever seen in my life. He takes the steps, he pulls him away from the ring, and he has the side that you walk up exposed. And he grabs a hold of Darby Allin. He locks him up from the front with a bear hug, and he herks this guy over his head, sends him flying spine first onto the exposed steel steps. I screamed in horror, and then I remembered it's Darby Allin. So this guy's going to get killed 10 more times like this in this match. The match hadn't even started. Paul Turner rings the bell. Pac lariats him. Pac slingshots him face first in the rope. Pac belly to bellies him into the buckle this time. then belly to bellies him off the top rope, then awesome bombed him from the ring onto the ramp. Pac made a fatal error, though. He jumps down from the second rope, a move you do all too often. However, he injures his previously hurt ankle. Darby rushes him, gives him a coffin drop from the top to the floor. Another one from the top onto Pac on the apron. Then Paul Turner got crushed in the corner as Pac pulled him in front of Darby. Darby locked on the Scorpion Deathlock. Pac signals for help from the back. He taps, but the ref's down. Wheeler Yuta runs out with a chair, but Darby intercepts him, gives him the Scorpion Death Drop. He gives Pac a Scorpion Death Drop. He puts his ankle in the chair that Wheeler Yuta had come down with. He gives Pac's ankle a coffin drop, pulmonizes the leg, destroys it. Pac is screaming. Darby locks on the Scorpion Deathlock, and once again, Pac is forced. God, this guy's been watching the greats. He knew what to do. Just like John Cena, Pac tapped out. He gave up. We then had Hangman Adam Page take on Brian Keith. So Big Bill tried to choke slam Page on the apron at the end of this match. Swerve Strickland shows up, comes to Hangman Page's aid. He's got his trusty chain. He punches. He like chokes Bill with it and then punches him in the back of the head with a chain, which rightfully so, this took out Big Bill. He should be incapacitated for realistically months, but I'm sure we'll see him back. Page hits the Buckshot Lariat, gets the win. After the match, Page takes the mic and he directed his attention towards Samoa Joe in the back. He said he's going to take everything from Samoa Joe. Swerve then threatened MJF. He said if MJF retains the title, he and Hangman will be going after MJF in the belt. He says in 2026, it's Swerve's house, to which Kenny Omega came down. He made an appearance, staked his claim for the title, said he's going to win some matches, then he's going to win the belt. And whether it's friend or foe who has it, if they cross paths, he's ready to do it. Hangman said, sincerely, may the best man win. They shook hands. Swerve wasn't having it. He just stared at Omega. And as Swerve and Hangman Page left, Kenny Omega was still in the ring, getting ready to say his goodbyes and goodnights. But Don Callis, Josh Alexander, who's dressed like Jimbo from The Simpsons, Rolly Romero, and Lance Archer went to the ramp. And Don Callis tried to set up a match for Omega against the man who broke Kota Ibushi's leg. Of course, Kota Ibushi, Kenny Omega's golden lover. Josh Alexander is the man who shattered Ibushi's leg. He also sent Omega to the hospital. Omega was ready to do the match tonight. But Don said, they'll do the match when Daddy wants to do the match. And Daddy wants it next week on Dynamite. So that's going to happen next week on Dynamite. Omega said this was phase one in him once again becoming your AEW heavyweight champion. He bid us adieu and goodbye and good night. We then had a standby match 40 minutes in the show, which for the life of me, I cannot understand. Brody King beat up MJF's Spanish language translator, Jonathan Cruz, ahead of Bandido's challenge of MJF later in the show. Brody gave him the gonzo bomb in quick order. Then he, oh my God, he cut a promo and he forgot what he was saying. He lost his train of thought, much like I did as I read my review here. He cuts a promo and he says, I can't wait after the match tonight to be standing in the ring, new champion. And then he left. We had a four-way tag match for the number one contender spot to the tag titles. Gates of Agony took on the Young Bucks, took on Jet Speed, and a team I'm calling the Double Ds, Davis and Doyle. Davis and Doyle won impressively, as they should have. Davis hit the spike pile driver to get the win. Doyle powerbombed Speedball onto a pile right before the finish. And they will now face FTR for the titles. We know why, at least in storyline, it makes more sense why FTR walked out, stared down the Dal and Callis family last week. Of course, Andrade was there, but you know, now they're going to have this match against members of the Don Callis family. So they all got in the ring. A brawl broke out before the heel, before all the security broke up the heels. Top Flight, their promo backstage. They want to fight the Death Riders and the Don Callis family. I do not think this is a good idea for their future prospects. But no, we won't see. They're gonna lose to the Death Riders. And they're gonna get beat up by the Don Callis family. Sorry, guys. The Cosmic Babes of Wrath took on the Triangle of Madness. I'm still trying to figure out what's so mad about them. I mean, Thekla seems unhinged, but on the surface, the other two seem kind of pedestrian to deal with. Although, I guess on AEW, Sky Blue did claim to have lit a child on fire at church when she was younger. So maybe I've identified that one a little bit wrong. Anyways, Harley had like a braided hairdo, like a purple Stegosaurus, which I really enjoyed. Thekla hit the spear on Statlander and then hit the stomp and pinned her. Pinned the AEW Women's World Champion, Chris Statlander, with a stomp, which, you know, that's fine. I mean, it looks good enough as a finish, but it is like a throwaway move that we see John Moxley and some other people do repeatedly. So, I don't know. Just thought it was, I kind of underwhelmed with the finish, but it sets up Thekla challenging Statlander and, you know, gives her some credibility. I like this match. MJF then took on Bandido in the main event. This was fan-freaking-tastic. This match was awesome. Bandido wrestled like this was the most important match of his life. He did a leap off the post into the crowd onto MJF as the champion was trying to retreat like 15 minutes into the match. MJF had been working over the arm of Bandido throughout. He went back to it as they got back in the ring, but Bandido did a twisting splash off the top, a tornillo inside the ring. He followed up with a poison Rana, a code red. Crowd's going crazy as he gets a two count. And there were multiple times where MJF avoided the 21-plex by just walking off, which is really the best thing you can do. Just don't grab the ropes and bend over like a moron when you're in there with Bandido. MJF got away from the 21-plex. Bandido hit a shooting star press after getting away from the heat seeker pile driver. They did a long fish out of water spot. Bandido got a close two count on the pinfall. He hit the X knee, the 21-plex, but his injured arm gave out. His shoulder could not hold the pressure. He could not hold the bridge, couldn't make the cover. When he did, MJF locked on the salt of the earth armbar. He then switched it to the LaBelle lock as Bryan Danielson went berserk, talking about the nerve damage that could be done by twisting the arm in this omoplata and then wrenching back on the neck. Bandido, defiant, gave us and MJF the middle finger. However, he went limp and the referee Bryce Remsburg called for the bell. MJF tried to take the mask of Bandido after the match, but his partner Brody King came and made the save, and they held up their finger guns to end the show. And we'll be back in the final segment to end this show.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Card Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624. Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Filthy Tom Lawler back in the house to put a bow on the end of this show for you. So as we mentioned there, at the end of AEW Dynamite last night, Bandido and Brody King standing tall after a fantastic, awesome, great match filled with so many spectacular, mind-blowing moves that I loved. Oh, what a collection of professional wrestling moves in that last match. It was awesome. Great performance by Bandido. Great performance by MJF. And, of course, that was big news for last night. The big news of tonight, I cannot wait to see in just a few short hours, we are going to get another debut by my count. This will be the, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. The 8th debut of TNA on a new station in its 24 years of existence. So tonight, as I said earlier, Frankie Kazarian defending the TNA World Heavyweight title against Mike Santana. Legends like Bully Ray, the Hardys, AJ Styles will all be in the house. And it's a new year, a new era for TNA. But we will be back with the same old show for you tomorrow. As always, a ton of news will be on tap. Brian will be back. And I appreciate it. Thanks for spending an hour with me. And I will see you guys next time.